Genesis chapter 36. Many of us are interested in knowing about our ancestors. What is our history? What are our roots? There was no DNA testing at the time, nor was there ancestry.com to know our origins. Nothing is superfluous in the Holy Scriptures. Each has its own meaning. They were people of flesh and blood, with fathers and mothers, because biblical narratives are not fairy tales. There are stories and places with names. Many had lives without apparent notoriety. Others did not have exemplary conduct. People, like all of us in many ways, some, like Esau, and several of his descendants, established their own kingdoms. In last week's reading, Jacob learned the way of humility, bowing to Esau several times before his brother greeted him with an embrace. In this chapter, Esau became great, and his aggrandizement seems to be the legacy to his descendants. I hear the echo of John the Baptist's statement, "He must be more and more important, and I less and less, and I want to imitate him." The last section begins, "These are the kings who ruled in the land of Edom, before the Israelites had a king." Finally, the fact that the kings of Edom are listed before the kings of Israel also illustrates a principle. We find in 1 Corinthians 15:45, what comes first is what is natural, and then what is spiritual. Will you not today look to things above, not to the things of the earth? I too intend to do so, no matter what the world tells me.